Robert, in the final round, 388 won at 329 miles an hour, took out Fast Jacks. 388-0 at 329 miles an hour. Your sponsors, Racetrack, and what a way to start off 2018 and maybe a good start to another championship.
Well, that's the plan. It's a long season. You look at the funny car class, and I think it's tougher this year than it was last, and that's saying something. So to come out here and, you know, be number one qualifier, win the race, that's quite an accomplishment for this team. We went and we tested well in Phoenix, came right in here, didn't miss a beat. So it was awesome. It was a great day. But basically, all that we've been through this winter with all the change and new people and new partners, new sponsor, getting a car, you know, to Phoenix at the last hour and a sponsor coming on board, you know, all we were really doing was going there to get Austin a license and, you know, hopefully try to find something for Gainesville. And then at the last hour, something came in and, you know, this team just put it all together. Everybody, my team, John's team, Brittany's team, everybody helped to get this thing, you know, put it together and get it here. So, and then everybody at Force American Made, these guys have worked hard all winter, and this really, you know, makes it all pay off. So pretty exciting. This is my fourth win here at the Winter Nationals, and I always feel that, like, this is a major race, okay? So the majors I think of are this and the Auto Club Finals, you know, because you start here and you end here. Gainesville, which we have coming up, that's a big one. And I used to think Englishtown was a major, and then obviously Indy. So the only one I never got was Englishtown. Kind of a bummer.
Absolutely. Now, and you mentioned testing there. Based on testing, I think everybody came in and thought it was going to be you and J.R. Todd, as you guys were the standard bearers over in Phoenix.
Yeah, well, I think everybody could see today there were a lot of cars running 80s, and everybody's stacked up. It's not going to be easy. You're going to have to be on your game all year long on the starting line. You're going to have consistency with your car. And, you know, Jimmy Prock, I've never seen him more confident. He's really happy with the way this thing runs, how easy it is on parts. And I also want to say something about a couple of the crew guys on my team. Chris Adams and Ryan Heilson, these guys have been here a long time. And we had a lot of turnover on my team this year. Guys that have been here for years, decided to go home, be with their families, you know, just they wanted to change up some things. So we have some new guys on the team. And to watch those guys mentor those young guys and get them into shape and come out here, you know, we were busting it today. We had to turn this thing around in a hurry. And this new team, they perform flawlessly. So proud of those guys, but I'm really proud of the older guys that have stepped up and taught these guys. It's fun to watch.
Now, you mentioned, shall we say, the turmoil during the offseason, the changes and stuff and everything. Everybody in the crowd, I know, looks at you as just a driver, but as president of John Force Racing, you have a lot of responsibilities there for the other cars, too.
Yeah, it's been a long winter with, you know, a lot of ups and downs. But we have a lot of good people. You know, it's not just a couple people that make this happen. There's a lot of good people in our organization, and that's how you get the wins, and you pull everybody together, and everybody does their jobs, and that's what this is all about. So this trophy is to all of JFR, and, you know, we're leading the points going into the first race.
That's a good start. Anybody have any questions for Robert?
That last pass against Beckman, that was so close. Is that an example of how close everybody is? And talk us through that last pass.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of racing like that all year long. It's that close and competitive. NHRA's done a good job with the rules and, you know, making it really competitive, and the fans are getting to see, you know, side-by-side racing at 330 miles an hour separated by inches. So it doesn't get any better than that, other than, you know, if you're on the losing end. And so you've got to be on your game on the starting line. And, you know, racing Jack Beckman, you always have to get up. He's very, very good.
Anyone else have questions?
On Saturday night, you mentioned that I think the phrase was glue to the damn track. How was it this weekend? Or today? I
mean. Today was a lot better. It was a lot better racetrack. So, you know, the funny cars, you know, they really see it. So you saw a lot of good side-by-side racing. You saw cars winning from both lanes. So they did a good job today.
It's always good when you win, right?
I'll take it. Yes, sir.
Anybody else? Robert, thank you very much, my friend.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.